Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. August 5th. Resentments poisoned most of my waking hours before I found Al-Anon. I could keep a fire under a resentment for days or years by constantly justifying why I felt the way I did. Today, although it is important to notice my feelings, I don't have to continually rehearse and re-rehearse my grievances. It's not necessary to keep reviewing how I have been hurt, to assign blame, or to determine damages. Ultimately, I may not resolve everything with the person in question, though that might be pleasant if it came to pass. I just want to be rid of the resentment because it prevents me from experiencing joy. I try to shift my energy to where it will do some good. I apply steps 6 and 7 because, to me, the way to let go of resentment is to turn to my higher power. I want to become entirely ready to have my higher power lift it, and I humbly ask for help. Today's reminder. If I am holding a resentment, I can simply ask for relief, for peace of mind in the present moment. I will remind myself that this relief will come in God's time. Then I can grow quiet, be patient, and wait. No man can think clearly when his fists are clenched. George Jean Nathan, from the book Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.